This is Illinois Public Radio. I'm Jamie Dunn. Illinois is facing the very real possibility of going for more than half the current fiscal year without a spending plan. Court orders and the one budget bill signed by Governor Bruce Rauner, funding for K-12 education, put the state on track to spend well above what it's taking in. But parts of state government are still not getting funding. Think of this situation as a game of musical chairs. As the music, in this case, the budget impasse, goes on, more and more chairs, or revenues, are being taken away. In the end, when the budget is coming together, all the areas not getting funding now will be scrambling for a chair. Even if some chairs are put back by finding new revenues, when the music stops, there won't be enough seats for everyone. Who might be left out when a state budget is finally approved? Women, children, the elderly, the poor, and the disabled could all be part of that group. During the impasse, state funding for the Meals on Wheels program for seniors has not been flowing. Jonathan Becker, executive director of Senior Services Plus in the city of Alton, says his organization can't serve everyone who needs the program.
I've been here for 9 years, and for the first time in 9 years, there's creation of a waiting list. So as of today, there's 109 folks waiting for Meals on Wheels.
He says some of the people the group serves count on the meals for survival.
In our case, I'm telling you, out of 550 people, there are some of those folks who will not make it. They'll starve.
Programs that offer help to women and children who are victims of domestic violence are also not getting state funding. Neither are after-school programs or support to help low-income residents cover the cost of their heating bills. And the list goes on.
This isn't like having a pothole in the street, which is an inconvenience that needs to be fixed. But these are real people with real lives.
That's Judith Gethner, executive director of the Illinois Partners for Human Service. She says the damage being done to the state's safety net is unprecedented. College students should also be concerned. The largest area of state funding that could be cut in a final budget deal is higher education. Parkland College President Tom Ramage has said he expects universities and colleges will not get any state support for the current fiscal year. Retired U of I professor of political science Kent Redfield says that's unlikely, but he said the outlook for higher education is not good.
If you only fund higher education at 50%, just to come up with the money to get to 50% would add another $1 billion to your unpaid bill. The math is just overwhelming. We've got ourselves into such a bad situation.
Maybe you aren't directly benefiting from any of these programs, so you don't have to worry. In that case, here are a few questions for you. Would you prefer your property taxes did not increase? If there was a health epidemic in the state, would you want it to be contained? Do you work, drive on roads, take public transit, eat at restaurants, or drink water? County health departments, which inspect restaurants, test water supplies, and respond to health threats like the recent outbreaks of mumps and Legionnaires' disease, are not getting state funding. Neither is the state's poison control hotline. As local governments feel the downward pressure of state cuts, there will be campaigns to raise property taxes. They've already begun in some parts of the state. Colleges and universities not only drive local economies by providing jobs, they also create a skilled workforce which attracts businesses to the state. If students don't stay here after they graduate, or decide not to even come here to get their degrees in the first place, it hurts Illinois' economic outlook. All of that means you'll likely be one of the people fighting over those chairs, even if you don't know it. For Illinois Issues, I'm Jamie Dunn.